Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to speak with Lisa.
I am really sorry. Lisa has been quite unwell for a couple of days, which is why she's not showing up to work.
Is there anybody else can help me with my project?
Sure. Let me check if someone's available at this point. Can you just allow me a couple of minutes, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for staying on the line, Elsa. I am still checking for someone right now who I can get you connected with. Just allow me a minute or two more, okay?
Take your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for staying on the line, Elsa.
You're welcome. The team
is currently in a meeting as well, so I surely can take your message and I can convey whatever the feedback is regarding your project, and you can discuss the project with me.
You know, this is very frustrating, though. This is about the book that has been published, and I want to order from Amazon, but something happened with the password or something. I mean, I try to sell this book, but I can't, and I'm very frustrated.
Okay,
and
let
sometimes
me...
Sometimes he's out there. Sometimes there is somebody else help you. I don't know how you guys work, so I really need to talk about the management.
Let me check on that. I'll convey your message to the concerned team and the management as well. Even in case Lisa is not able to show up tomorrow, I'll have the senior manager give you a call on this, all right? Or the compliance manager, okay?
Well, I can't talk to anybody now?
Currently, they're in a meeting. So if they get sorted out before the shift ends, I'll have someone give you a call. If not, I have noted down your details. Uh-huh.
No, I'm just frustrated now. I mean, this is really something that needs legal action. The book is published. I can't sell it. So
it's understandable. I am having a word with you.
I don't know who else to talk. I spoke to her. I spoke to Mr. Daniel McCain. I mean, then there was other girls. Now nobody even responds to my message.
Oh, I got your concern. You mentioned that you're having some issues with the publication and you're unable to have it processed on Amazon as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a word with the publishing team as well, and I'll see what updates I can get from the publishing team. And if I can have someone call you today, I'll have them call today, or else you
Please,
will be getting
before
a call.
The end of the day.
Absolutely. And if there's any concern, I'll give a call tomorrow. I'll have the concerned person give you a call by ourselves, and you don't have to give a call. So can you just let me know what would be the best time to give you a call if they're unable to reach today?
Well, just in case that I don't get the number, call and leave a message so I can call them back. Because
okay. Sure.
All the scam callers are difficult to answer the phone.
Okay, perfect. I'll convey the message to the publishing team as well.
Tell Lisa I'm just going to take some legal actions. I have to get advice from some experts. I've never had a problem like this in my life.
I'm really sorry. I can understand how frustrating this has been, but trust me, nothing to worry about. I'm going to have a word with the publishing team as well, and I'm going to check up with Lisa as well. And by tomorrow, I'll have, before the day end today or tomorrow in the shift start, I'll have someone give you a call on this.
All right, always.
Thank you so very much, Elsa. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.